The Sefer says that you can't rely on the right, ignore the right, pretend the right doesn't exist. Beer there is, but there's a cause not to look at it. No, so if there's a cause that makes sense in the Yisr Akmai, it doesn't make sense in the Tchilat Leidas Yisr, or where it's all coming from, that thing is totally off the wall. It doesn't make sense at all. So what Faces must hold that what Shani Hawker will come out from Akhtadomi, we're going back to the seed laid out to Yisr. If we're going back to latest Yisr, it must be because Thesis is holding that there is no beer of right in a Kavua. That's Thesis in Subis. Thesis in Nosir says something entirely different. Thesis in Nosir asks the same kasha, and Thesis says that really it's true. Only in three lines he says it doesn't look like a period. Nosir Yud Beis. So Thesis, Hosam Hadra Mechusa V'Domi L'Kavua. It's not a Kavua. It's a Domi L'Kavua. Whatever that means. That's clearly not the basic notion of Kol Kavua Kamak Kamakta. In other words, Thesis here agrees that you have to look at the second woman. The woman is being Mekadish now. The woman is Mekadish now. She's a Purish. That is called the Purish, Meruva Purish. Only human beings are different. It's Domi L'Kavua, Hotar L'Nechus, whatever that means. But you see, it seems to me that that's the Machlokes. The two places, do you look at the ether, or do you look at the Leidas ether, the Sibas ether, and Lachuri, that I think can be explained on the basis of this Makhla, of this Shaila, of what is the category of Kol Kavua Kamak Kamasadom. So you say, there is a way that ignore it, or there is no way in the first place. Now, if we go back to the Neide Biyuda, the Neide Biyuda says that if the child is here, right, that's what began with the kashas they asked on the Yehuda. They said, what difference does it make? This tinaik is a sophic with no love, I'm not convinced. The whole shah is, which tikkun does he come from? And the Yehuda is saying, ignore all of that. That seems to me to be very similar to precisely the same shah that we have in the places with regard to Achlis Yishtay. The woman I want to be Kaddish now, she's a Borish. But the shah comes from another tikkun, from another isha. It comes from that woman who is the mokrein hakviz. The native Yehudist position makes sense if you say, what's Kol Kavua Kamak Kamasadomi? Of course there's a rave. Or the Xeris Akosa says, ignore the rave. There's a rave, but ignore it. Says the native Yehudist, sure, when do you ignore it? When you have the mother, Bifonein, when's the Shaila on the mother? The Shaila's on the Yisr Atzmai, so I ignore the rave. When the mother isn't here and all I have is a child, the child isn't on the tipah. I don't have to pass on anything on the tipah. I have to pass on the child. The child now is a kavua. That it comes from, and it comes from, child now is a borish. The child is a borish. That it came once upon a time from something that was a kavua, that's irrelevant to us because the Torah just says, ignore the roi. When you have to paskin on something which is a kavua, but if now I'm paskin on something which isn't a kavua, now it's a porush, there's no such zeros hakosu, it divides itself, even though of course it came originally from a mokum kavua, but now the child is on a porush, and on a porush there's no such zeros hakosu. The zeros hakosu is kuli din, there's no bureau here. The zeros hakosu is that when a kavua comes bifaneinu, you're mechuyif to ignore the right. When the kavua doesn't come bifaneinu, I don't have to ignore the right. Here no kavua came before Nenu. Therefore, we don't have to ignore the right. So the Neide Biyuda, I understand, is going according to one of the Tzadim of the Chikir. If you understand Kol Kavua differently, if Kol Kavua is the pshat, that there's no beer in the Kneus, here the Sofik was not the Mokum Kavua. Now the Rishon Chorim Kvedi B'Mekanech, I don't understand it. It's exactly the same as the Tesis in Nozir. Of course, there's no connection between these two women, but the latest Hasafik wasn't a Mokum Kavua. Here also, so the Dorish Lebol Olam, what difference does that make to us? The latest Hasafik wasn't a Mokum Kavua. And if the Torah is telling me for some reason that with the latest Hasafik is a Mokum Kavua, there's no Bureau of Roy, then I have to paskin even now on the Vladis of Torah, because the latest Hasafik was literally in the later was the mocking in which there was a Kol Kavua, and hence there's no rain. So it seems to me that the whole Yisod of the Neide Biyuda is a Machlokes Rishonim. That basically the Neide Biyuda is according to the Tesis in Nozir, and if you operate with the Tesis in Sugis, you have a totally different Maskana. She starts out learning for the first time that she's adopted. So the Rosh big problem was how to write the get. And to me, the shaila is much more complicated. I'll start with this first.
It's in
a
sense.
Huh? Of course we know who the father was. Right? But she was Mursik as the daughter of the second one. So they how to write the Shemaot in the get. So to me, the first shaila was whether this man suddenly has namonis to say that it's not my daughter. All of a sudden he's saying that this is somebody else's daughter. Who says that 30 years afterwards he has namonis? Now I want to put aside the shaila of an ov on the child. We'll come to that later. But basically, what we have is a shaila that arises in a lot of different contexts. It arises, now here, this is the first time it occurred to me in this context, that you can have a situation in which a person is muhsik as the child of a certain couple, and then suddenly, 30 years later, somebody comes and says the child was adopted. Even the ma'amtin themselves come to tell the rov that the child is adopted, or this now there's a shirach. The child is Oymid Begil HaShiduchim, and now they disclose that the child is adopted. So the simplest way, if they have no nemonis, then there's no shayla altogether. They have no nemonis, connected to Chazok. I mean, basically, and it arises in cases of Geirus even more often. In cases of Geirus, you have somebody who is Muxik as a Geir, and then 25 years later they tell you that there wasn't Geirus, or there wasn't Geirus Kedin, which is usually how it operates. Who says that after all this time the person has namonis, as far as the child is concerned, to say that the Geirus wasn't Geirus Kedin? You know, Nemonat Lissol Satsofa, Viatanemon Lissol Leben. Leben's a different category. Now, in each of these cases, we're dealing what is essentially a Heskas Anhogish. Malkin the Silkin ala Hazokis, the Hazokis Venoko Hakarahogishuk. That establishes the relationship. After all this time, if it's Muxik, and everybody assumes, I mean, dealing with now, in some cases, it all very often depends upon the fact. Clearly, if somebody all of a sudden sees somebody wheeling a carriage in the street, and there's a baby in the carriage, and it didn't see Kresa Ben Shineva for 9 months, there's a curl that it was adopted. No, everybody knows it was adopted. There's no question, and if people still remember that, you know, people are still living in the same community, and everybody knows that it was an adopted child, so clearly there was no chazoke that this is benoa koch acharech, it's a chazoke of adoption, if anything. But you can have another situation in which it's now 30 years later, it's 3,000 miles away, the people moved 10 years ago, and for the last 10 years it's benoa koch acharech, and you make inquiries in the first town, nobody remembers, nobody knows, before there's been a chazoke. The chazoke has been established, who says that these people have namonis connected to the chazoke. Now, the first time it can negate, the first thing to worry about is the birth certificate. There may be a birth certificate that either has, either it doesn't say anything, you know, it doesn't say that, by it doesn't say anything, I mean, it doesn't say that the adopted parent is the parent, or it even says that somebody else is the parent, if indeed you can get such a birth certificate. But whatever, or better, you have an adoption certificate. The adoption certificate says that this individual is in effect tells you this person isn't the mother or the father. Yeah.
Why can't we believe
the birth or
adoption?
Sorry, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the first. Yeah, the first thing is that there may be proof to negative chazok, the adoption certificate.
Why is this? Why do we say it's not
true? Precisely. The point I want to make is that I don't think that for purposes of halacha, the birth certificate and l'chura, the adoption certificate as well, means anything. Baruch Hashem, I found it in a footnote to the Chelkis Yaakov. It was written by the son of the Chelkis Yaakov, and his argument is written, let's start from scratch. The birth certificate or the adoption certificate can have namonis, only namonis of Arkoyis. Arkoyis have a certain namonis. You have the Gemara in Yidden that was on Pesamid base that the Leimarin Afshayu, and therefore they have namonis. The Shtoros Oilim Arkoyis Shalakum
have mamonas because we marry nafshayu. So in this case, you have a chazoke, can I get a chazoke? You have a chazoke, we marry nafshayu as a chazoke, and this is a chazoke. So we may have a problem with regard to the kashrus of the lad. You may, I don't know what you'll be left with, but it's at least chazoke, can I get a chazoke with a sofik at least, then we'll see what happens afterwards. Insofar as the get is concerned, it can become even more complicated. Chazoke, can I get a chazoke? I don't know the name altogether. I don't know who is the father, period. I've got two chazokes for the slicer. Each chazoke establishes a different father, so I don't know what you do. But more than that, it seems to me it's even clearer, because Tesis in Keaton says that the chazoke of Leimari Nashayu isn't a very good chazoke. Tesis is a chazoke de Rabbonah. It's not a chazoke de Raisa. I presume that means it's not a biru gomer. The level of biru that you need for Isuri de Raisa, for any dini hatayrit, to establish chazoke is much higher than the threshold level of our kois. It's true. Our kois, Leimari Nashayu, what that means is that, you know, most of the time they tell the truth, but not all the time. You can't always rely on our kliyos. Other rishonim say it's dina machlus adina. Now all of this can't help the apostle somebody. It can help him master a shtar midrabona. Din the machlusa may also be able to be master a shtar. We work through the sheikhs and din the machlusa, what the svar of din the machlusa is and how it operates. But to go possible somebody who has a cheskes kashrus midraisa, to possible somebody lovely to call on the basis of a derabonon of lemari nafshayu, that doesn't sound misfavor at all. So that I really am not sure that these certificates would make any difference at all, particularly birth certificates. Now this I think goes a step further. A birth certificate essentially is not a hagodas edus of the arkodis, even though they accept it as evidence later. You go and you give them information, they write it down. And they presume that people aren't mishaka under those circumstances because they figure they're trying to establish a track record so that 65 years later somebody should be able to collect Social Security. But basically you can go in and tell any kind of a bobamaisa, sorry? Yeah, you'll fill out anything you want, you'll get back a certificate. If people have, for various reasons, created, sorry? That I'm not aware of, but you know, I hear tell that there are people who have created fictitious individuals. The thing you do is get the birth certificate, which is the easiest document to get. You use the birth certificate to get a Social Security card, then you use both together and you go to get a driver's license, and by the time you're finished, you've created a whole individual with a whole record, you have credit cards and the same, you can build up a whole personality this way, and it's all based upon this little birth certificate that you can get just by asking for it. So the birth certificate is even edus of our kliyos to start with, if that's all that we're dealing with. All right, so that basically, you know, this in certain senses is a tzadkula, which may be necessary by the time we deal with all the other aspects. If you first discover, because 25 years later, the adoptive parents tell you this is an adopted child, I'm not at all certain that they have nemonis to say that the child is adopted. If it's b'no kochach reho, and it's b'no chazoka, that this is a child like any other child. I'm sorry, yes? Yes, fine. You're right, absolutely right. I was not going to go to the shaila of whether the Ov has done what to say, this isn't my son. So first of all, you're right. He's already said it is my son. All of a sudden he comes and says it's not my son. The problem is he hasn't known us to be so way said before. And I suppose, again, I feel the Matisse. But I can't imagine people raising a child, taking the child to a school without enrolling the child and saying, this is my child. They don't disclose at that point an adopted child. So he said, it's my child. And now all of a sudden he's saying it's an adopted child afterwards. Lachuri has already said that this is my child, and Lachuri shouldn't have no money afterwards. In addition to that, there's an interesting children of Kudeger, Simon Kuf Kokhes. It was again one of these complicated shilas involving an Eishes Ish, and the husband said, it's not my child. And the shila was whether you can be tailor that it was a child of an Akum. So Rabbi Kudeger makes a Svek Svek. Sofik, one Sofik is an Akum. The second is, what about the Nemonis of a husband who says, it's not mine? So he's the tsar of three sheikhs. First, the Baal Lach Skedela says that the person is nemot to say Ein Zeh B'ni only if it's to be Mavake or somebody else. He's saying that the younger one is the older, but if it's not there, the Pshuta Shom Mikra. The Baal Lach Skedela is the Pshuta Shom Mikra, that the father has nemot to say, well, who's the Bechor? But he's saying, this isn't my son, some other context. The Baal Lach says he doesn't have nemot. The second side of the Tegel brings Rishonim, which says that Namonis only if the wife isn't Makish. When the wife isn't Makish, he doesn't have Namonis. Now that's not going to help us here, because the adopted mother isn't being Makish. But the third sheet that the Tegel brings is Shilpi Geberin, that he's only Namon when he says it's my son, but he's a mamzer. If he does says it's not my son altogether, he doesn't have Namonis. So the Tvegas and Tsarif all three together to make a Sofik, which is then the Tsarif to a Svek Tvegas. When you don't have all three Rishonim, only two of the Rishonim, keeping the Tsarif them together to say that the form doesn't have Namonis. Mela, I'm just, it's just a series of horrors. It may be that even in the case of the father, who says that this is an adopted child, who says the father has nemonis, you have to work through the facts and then be Messiah and Jesus and see whether he has nemonis. It may turn out to be the case that 25 years later he has absolutely no nemonis whatsoever to say that this child is adopted. Why he said it was my child before. Which that's what you have to work through, more betrothed. I presume his amasla is two things. A, I said it's my child means my adopted child. It's a lishtim shtamal atrayante, particularly in the legal system. A son doesn't mean a natural son. A son is whoever the law recognizes a son. You recognize a son either if it's natural or if you went through adoption proceedings. Or the amasla was that it's bizoyan, it's that we didn't want the child to feel different from other children. So I wasn't megala, I wasn't mechuyisim megala. He never came and said to temole that this is my child, and the wife never says it was leading kimpit. It may not fit into that halacha of a father once saying b'ni and then turning around saying it's ein zeh b'ni, because he never said the tem moli is my natural son. I mean, I'm just the perisor. The Rav Kuleg and the Tzar of Koshitas, that's just another horror. Let's go to the simple case. A simple case where the adoption agency says you want a baby, here's a baby, and the adoption agency says nothing. That's presumably a standard case, particularly when you're operating with a non-Jewish adoption agencies. And outside of New York, I'm not aware that there are very many so-called Jewish adoption agencies. Whether the Jewish adoption agencies are any different, maybe we'll talk about a little bit later. But in a case where the adoption agency makes no representations that the child is Jewish, so l'chura, at worst, you're dealing with what is the mitzius of an asufi without the din of an asufi. The child is a foundling. You found it someplace and you brought it to the adoption agency. And this isn't going to have the din of an asufi, even in the year where it's Rav Yisrael, because finding a baby in an adoption agency or placing a baby in an adoption agency is l'chura no worse than leaving the baby in the Beis HaKnesses. You gave it to a public institution because you wanted somebody to adopt it. That means you were merachem on the child. It's all the other simonim that there wasn't left for a misa. So that at worst you're dealing with a mitzius of a sufi yirshuruba akum. Even if it's not yirshuruba akum, if you need to raise, you don't have to raise. So what you do is you take the child to the mikveh and you're megayirim, you have a yisrael kosher. A lechur under those circumstances would need, particularly in yirshuruba akum, the gerus would be gerus mitzad adin. Since we don't have an yirshuruba yisrael, we don't have to worry about one raise and two raise. Every year is an Ir Sheruba Akum these days, at least in Chutz Lares, so we'll let the Rabbanim have to worry about. So in the Chutz Lares, Lechure, in such a case where the option agency makes no claims, it should need Geirus Mitzad Hadin, but by the same token, the flood should be kosher. And indeed, there's a Chuvan Igris Moshe, I don't remember which chelik anymore, but one of the Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Dalid, he says that every child that you find in the adoption agency is Porush. It's called the Porush Meruba Porush. And here I have my first thought. I'm not sure that that's true. I know it's generally assumed, but I'm not sure at all. I've got problems. I'm not sure if there's a call to Porush with regard to the adoption agency. First, there's a Chuvan Mechem Deshloim. The Chem de Shleime is also one of these very interesting cases. We're dealing here with an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish. She'olvo bailo aguno yese me'arboim shon. The husband left her, and it's arvo ben hanochrim. What should she do? So she went among the goyim. And lehis nago das yudis klau. Af lehi miradosa. That's the one school she has. She wasn't a numeris, but she wasn't noig daf Yehudis at all, and he proceeds to tell you all the gory details. She was a mufkeres ben hanochrim, and she was in the chotzer of a toritz who was living with her, kederech, the preteen with the aniyah yakum. She doesn't even reach any great status in all of this. And then she had a child. She had two children. The first one we don't know about, and the second one she had, she was seems to have been old already, and she tells the child on her deathbed that she's Jewish. And now the child apparently is, and she tells the child that she should be in the Sinai Kedarke HaYehudim, and the child has now come among Jews, and the child now wants to do a Shidduch, and apparently a fine Shidduch. And the child is she Luther Bekol or is she not Luther Bekol? The child is whether under these circumstances we can be told that the father was a Nakum, in which case she's not a Mamzeres. So the problem is that they know this isn't our shayla, so I don't have to go through all the story has offered. But the one thing that the Chem Bishlema says, he says that in this case the Leshayach Leimar Denoilad Hasothik B'mokum Kavua Delinyan Zeh Nire Dahavi Kinochris Kivan De'enoch Hesheshas V'Surim Klal. The problem is, this is lokach min hakavua, or is it not lokach min hakavua? If a Jew goes to Mekulin and buys basar, so the sofik is not lokach hakavilus. If an akum goes to Mekulin and it's nimsa biyad akum, or it's nimsa biyad cotton, who isn't a chori, a cotton you can't rely on, so it has a din of torah, even though we know this guy went to the store to buy it, what difference does it make? To us, the sofik is not with the yad akum, because the akum, A, is not non amonis. B, he's not chayish altogether where he buys. Says the Chem Bishlema, in this case, since she is not chayishes isur and klal, she has a din of an akum. So the sofik is neilad afterwards. It's not neilad no more from kavua. The sofik is neilad afterwards. In terms of the adoption agency, l'chura, it should operate in the reverse. If the adoption agency isn't chayish for the parentage in any event, they don't care whether it's an akum, they carry the soil, mamzer, or kosher, then in effect the sofik isn't neilad until the baby is in the adoption agency. It's not a porish and called the porish, move a porish, but this is a sofik which is now neilad in the agency itself. Mele, it may be the case that agencies are kosher for their own reasons. For no other reason than in most jurisdictions, one of the things they have to take into consideration in giving these children out for adoption is the religion of the natural parents and the religion of the adoptive parents. And maybe they are concerned with regard to questions of incest. Maybe somebody even told them about mamzerus, who knows? But be that as it may, it seems to me that we have a problem of kavua for another reason, and that is that it seems, despite the tshuva of this Rav Echad in New York, who says that the Baal HaMoysid is an Eid Echad, is Nem Bisurin, I find that very difficult. I don't see how the adoption agency has any nemonas at all, unless the Shem Rikari Mitz, of course. I don't know such an adoption agency, at least not in Chuzpah. If he's a girl, he certainly doesn't have nemonis. None of these Yisrael. He's hardly Yisrael who has nemonis of an Eid Echad. And the time of Umman Lenaru Umnotza, even if it would occur, even if it would apply to a child such as this, which Lanias Daiti it doesn't, but even if it would, here it's the opposite. It's Lashbiach Mechlid. He wants to tell you that the child is a kosher and the parents are Jews. There's every reason in the world to fool the parents, particularly in an age when adoption records were sealed and you could never prove that he was lying to you. That may change a little bit now. Now, it hasn't changed yet. But if you would ever be able to obtain access to the records, it might be in the category of Milspat Idul Vadluye. But certainly the way the laws were every place, and the way they still are in most jurisdictions, these things are generally not unsealed. You can never find out the truth. They can tell you whatever they want. It's Lashbiach Mecha. If it's Lashbiach Mecha, they certainly don't have them on this. If so, I'm sorry? Now there's a great movement to allow these people to get the information when they reach adulthood that they want it. And there's now a movement toward change. In most jurisdictions now, the child can't get the information. And certainly 20 years ago, it didn't occur to the people running the agency that the child would ever find out. So they could lie all they wanted 20 years ago and they couldn't get away with it. Whether they can rely on that now or not, that's a legal issue. It depends where and depends what the courts are going to do. But in any event, it seems to me that in the case where people running the adoption agency are suing, they have no nemonis at all. There's another issue of the Igros Moshe, again, not on agencies. The Igros Moshe was dealing with an adoption that was handled by a conservative clergyman. And the conservative clergyman was made all the good things. There was Yisrael Kosher, everything he wants. And Rav Moshe just dismisses it and says that he has absence one of the tshuvas, and she says that Kol HaNes Hashem conservativity, that he's a mover and he's postulatus, v'chule. He says in the context, and there are other things in the tshuva, but he says that the sirsur, this conservative rabbi, who's the sirsur, has no nemonis at all because he's postulatus. Now, if you start with the Hanokhi, that the agency has no nemonis because they're fossil veedus, then it seems to me that the child is taken from the mokum kvius. The adoption agency, it starts like this. If you have a shemer terum yitzis who's running the adoption agency, and somebody gives him a baby, so at the time he takes the baby, it's a called the porish, meruba porish. He found the baby in the shuk, or he found the baby in the chotzer beis haknesses or whatever. And as a call, he found it in a mokum where the baby was posed. The baby was given to him. Wherever the baby was delivered to him, the baby was posed. That's clear. But if you're dealing with somebody who has no nemonis at all, then to the person who has no nemonis, it wasn't the sopik at the time that he got custody. He wasn't asking shailas and investigating. Meaning he didn't make no difference because he has no nemonis. He's like our good. He goes and buys in the butcher store. Only here's the reverse. Instead of buying in the butcher store, it's now come from the street into the butcher store, and it's now in Mokum Kvius. The house is the Mokum Kvius. We know that from Thesis. The Shaila is only shot in Thesis. That's Thesis and Ksubis Das Tezvov. Thesis and Ksubis Das Tezvov. And the Gemara Dilma also, he look at Ayu, said Thesis, she went to them. So Thesis not, she went to them in Nizane, in Agola, or in the street. But, Lutech Beson, Da Filu, Betech Leir, Lechoshit Kavua. The Domi, Lenin Sabein Achinuiz. The Lechoshit Kavua. That's Toshit Shat in the Gemara. Then add Thesis, Vechein Gabi Tinuk Mushlach Beir, says Thesis, he just says that the year is Farush. Then why is tinuk mushla beer? Why isn't it kavua? Says he loin choshi kavua hoyov loinimtsa bevayis. It wasn't found in a house. In a house, it's kavua, but the thing of mushlag beer is kavua. Now, the base mayor, again, the base mayor was chelik on the view that we haven't talked about yet. But the base mayor, he disagrees with the view, and he says that wherever you have a child in a house, the child is a kavua. Wherever the child is nimso in a bayis, is a bayis the child has been a kavua. So he says it makes no difference. That we'll talk about maybe you later, but maybe you in the case where the mother is dead. Says the base mayor, what difference does it make if the mother is dead? But you want to tell me the child is a kol d'porish. The child isn't a kol d'porish. The child can't be a kol d'porish because you found the child in a house someplace. And wherever you find the child in a house, the child is the mokum kvius. So afilu naniach, not like the base mayor. And the Shmaitze, it's Shmaitze Dalet Perek Yudayim. the Shmaitre dismisses the base mayor, and of course if the base mayor isn't entirely mistaken. So Jesus needs to say that it depends upon whether there's a sotik on the bais. If there's a sotik on the bais, then it's the mokum kavua. If there's no sotik on the bais, then the basis should be a mokum kavua. But our koponim, the Shmaitre in the end of Perek Yud Zayin says as follows. If you will have a child in a house there, and that's the mokum kviyus of the tinuk, then of course the kamat tinuk is psulim beir. This child is a pirish from wherever he's a pirish from. If there's no sotik on the mother because she went to the boil, this child didn't go to the boil. This child is a pirish from wherever the child came from. The keys in that tinu, because she's pirish, havilei din pirish, afilu bebayis. We don't care where we find him. The child has a din of a pirish, but it is a chura, and it's just a ha'ora. I'm not sure. Now, all the din, what's called pirish and what's called kavua. If you have, this is the mokum dira of the child, and the sofik is noilat in this mokum because this is the first place that anybody came to ask a shayla on the child. Here we don't know, is this child in from the ksherim or is he one of the psulim? So here we have a kol kavua from after matzavim. It's like somebody went into a butcher store and he took out a piece of meat and he doesn't know which butcher store it was. He doesn't know what's the difference of the tisha chanuyis beer, and he doesn't remember whether he went from the kosher one to the non-kosher one, or he didn't look at the sign before he walked in. There was one that's kosher, there was one that was trade, and he just went and he took. He went to a mokum kviyus. He was a lokach mina kavua. Here, since there are kama psulim beir, and the sofik is neilat for the first time, not when you find him outside in the street and you're bringing him into the Beis Yisraelim, but you find him in the orphanage or on the agency or wherever it is, lechura, this sofik is neilat in a mokum kviyus. And we certainly for the base mayor it's a kavua. And it seems to me that even for the Shmaitz, this isn't the Porush at all. The Sofik was in his Galatot for the first time in what Tesis calls the Mokum Kviyus. The Bais is the Mokum Kviyus. Yeah.
The Shmaitz is saying that
the Shmaitz is talking about the Nedir Behud is Echatimsu, where basically there's a Pirish. Only we're afraid, Dilma Oz Laihi Lagadayu. She may have gone to them, so she may have gone to them, but she's not here anymore, so it's not Negea her. Old Negea is this child. This child came from some place. He came from some old. Did he come, was he a Pirish from a kosher, or was he a Pirish from a posel? So the Shmaitre calls that a called the Porish, and the Shaila was Neilat, not because the child happens to be in this house. The Shaila came when the woman was in Umveris also. Wherever she was walking around, the child was walking with her. Every place we have one big pirish. And it seems to me that's fundamentally different from a case that's nizgala to you because you took a child from an orphan establishment. It seems to me that's like lokach mina kavua. Sure, it did start when she was in Umveris. Only as far as she is concerned, maybe she went to the boil. The child didn't go to the boil. That's the whole negative view of her. The child couldn't have gone to the boil. But she's also a peerage. Only maybe she went to him. But the child didn't go to him, so the child was always a peerage. From the very beginning, from the beginning of the sopik, the child was a peerage without a shem ozo uber legabe. Or at least that's the negative view of the svar. And the others are chelik on the negative view. They say that the uber also went to the boil. We'll talk about that later. But that the whole yisod of the negative view is that the child is a peerage without the possibility of the child having gone to the boil. And here, the sofik isn't neilat in the pirish. It seems to me the sofik is neilat in the mokum kviyus. If you assume that the sofik is neilat in the mokum kviyus, then we've got problems. Then the standard adoption case turned out to be a sopik mamzer. Now, as long as there's a sopik mamzer, a rape isn't going to make any difference. We have a shayla of a kol kavua kemach or machzadom. But now, if you begin looking for tzadim to be matir, and again, Rav Moshe again, I want to emphasize, Rav Moshe is a double poshut. You take from the Dutch nation cities, it's a kol depirish. And I'm just asking, Zahor, why is that a kol depirish? If you assume that it is a kavua, then there may be other tzadim to be matir. First of all, the native Yehuda, again, we're anticipating, keep on anticipating native Yehuda, we'll talk about him later. But one of the things that the native Yehuda says, in this case, we had a mother who's died, now we have an uber, a child, we're being done on the child. One of the starting is that we have a sex rate to be marked with the child. One, maybe it's a kosher. And in King Suleiman, it's not a kosher, maybe it was from an akum. So he has a sex rate to be marked here. Now again, there are problems with this native Yehuda. In fact, all the Achrenim who quoted them, I haven't seen anybody answer the kashas. But they all quote him, they say Ladaf and native Yehuda, and they use it for a sniff or whatever. The Beis Meir says, what kind of sex rake is this? And Akum is also a kosher. What do I care who the father was? It's all Bichlal, one big kosher. So it's not such a behave in the Yichus. What difference does it make? Look, Havi, the Uber, the father, who is an Akum, is also a kosher. How do you call that a sex vacant? It's certainly not a sex vacant, it's Mesapish. He doesn't even ask for Mesapish. It's all Shem Chad. It's all one Shem kosher. Secondly, there are sheetahs that hold that when you're dealing with a child and no birur on the Yichus, no evidence, no chazoke, you need two edim. The Ramah in the Tur Siman Beis and one pshat in the Magen Mishnah and Perikov of Hilchos Isuri Biyah. But that's another shayla I want to put aside for the moment. A sex rake may not be enough for some reason. You may need more than a sex rake. You may need something that's on the gather of Eidus. But put that aside. The one other tzad, a heter, that will figure in some of the other cases as well. The Beis Shmuel Siskot Lametes says that the only time that we have this problem is when there is muchzik, that there is a mamzer, at least one mamzer in the city. If it's not muchzik, there's a mamzer in the city, then you don't have a sofik mamzer. The only way you have a sofik mamzer is a mamzer that's muchzik. And clearly he means that unless you know, there's no muchzik. You don't have to have a muchzik that there's no mamzer. What it means is in the absence of a muchzik that's a mamzer, there's nothing to be chashish for. The general principle is that mamzer is l'shriach, and le'matzakinon re'yisim. So that even if we're dealing with a case of kavua, there won't be a problem of a kol kavua unless there's a mamzer who is muchzik in the city. Now, I don't know about other cities, and I don't even know about New York. I don't know of any mamzer in New York, but I suspect if I make a phone call or two, there are people who know mamzerim in New York. So that in a city like New York, there's probably a mamzer who's muchzik. But if you're dealing someplace else, if you're talking that there isn't a mamzer that's muchzik in the city. That would be, you know, one side. Yeah? But it works only if you assume that you have to be cheshish only if there's a mamzer that's muchzik, and you don't have to be cheshish for craving. And whether you have to be cheshish, the Shmuel seems to say you don't have to be cheshish for craving. You only have to be cheshish for a mamzer who is muchzik, because otherwise all that you need in the city is one relative. And it's clear that there could have been an incestuous relationship. So that even in the case of a shtuki, if this woman has any relative in the city, you have a chashash of mamzer, is that for an asufi? You don't have to have a mamzer who is muchzik in the city. Any woman can have a relative in the city and become the sabir, and you can have a problem of mamzerus. And there are some rishonim, basically Rashi and Kedushin of Ayin Gimel, and the Nukei Yosef in Yevamos, who says that we are cheshish for incestuous relationships as well. And then there are a lot of Achrenim who say that you don't have to. They try to explain why not, and some of them even try to reinterpret Rashi and Nukei Yosef to say they don't really mean to be cheshish for them. But I don't want to go into that. That will only take us a little bit afield. The question is, do we have time for the rest? We'll start. If we don't finish, we'll finish some other time. This is all dealing with a situation in which the adoption agency says nothing. And now the only shayla is a shayla of a Sufi. What if the adoption agency says that the mother was a Pnuya, Jewish Pnuya Shemis Abra? So again, we're back to square one. If they don't have Nemonis, they told you nothing. So it's like they told you absolutely nothing. Even, and this now becomes a Kula. They haven't created a Shtuki. If they have no Nemonis, they can't make her a Shtuki either. So you're back now, either I call the portion of Porsche according to Rav Moshe, or back to whatever Pikfukim I mentioned before. If the adoption agency tells you that both parents are Jews, then again, if they have no nemonis, they told you nothing. If they have nemonis, then in the case where they tell you that it's a Pnuya Shenis Abro, they've created a problem for you. They've turned this into a problem of a possible Shtuki. Or in the last case, where you have a woman who's pregnant, and many private adoptions function that way. The girl goes to her doctor, to her lawyer, to her candlestick maker, who knows what, and calls the rabbi, and you arrange a private adoption in situations in which you know who the woman is, and you're now in a position to arrange the adoption. Now, obviously, kochem eino perosha, if you're involved in that kind of an adoption where you know who the pnuya is, then you make her say lakosha nevalti, and you write ma'isa bezdin, and finished, and get into geshef. You've eliminated all the shilas. You've eliminated the shilas of psule kol, and Rav Moshe had a whole series of tshuvas in which he says that adoption is absolutely also under usual circumstances, because zarecha acharecha, you're going to be mishakeach the identity of the father and or the mother, and now there'll be a problem. Shem Yisachay, so he says the halacha. Chazal said you can't have a wife in every port, you can't have families that don't know each other. He said it wasn't just having two wives in two cities they answered everything. He told them to the Sidereiser. And that's only the Rabbon will gaze on this because of the Zarecha Acharecha. But Zarecha Acharecha says in Sidereiser, and if you will now arrange this private adoption so the child won't know who his mother is, so you're being over on the Sidereiser, Rav Moshe holds. And this will avoid that shash. That plus whatever problems of yichus might be involved. But one minor point, it's a peripheral point, it's negeil halacha, the glukosha nevaldi, does it have to be bifnei bezdin or sholei bifnei bezdin? The Eitzer HaPoskim here in Siman Dalet, Sivkot and Kuf Dalet, brings a cipher Lev Yehuda. I don't know who the Lev Yehuda is. Who says it has to be dafki bifnei bezdin. I found someplace else, a Bruce Avron, who also says it has to be dafki bifnei bezdin. And the seichel's moon stavr. Otherwise, it's not mishach anibor. What she tells me, it's not even mishach anibor. And the soil, there's no such thing as a mishach anibor in the soil. You're asking her, and says an adoption, of course she's going to say that the father's a nice Jewish boy. She doesn't want any problems, even if she hasn't learned, haven't heard the sermon valid, but she's smart enough to know that the adoptive parents would rather hear that the father wasn't the sheikh. So chutzpah bezdin is a mishach anibor. Bifnei bezdin. However, she should have them on this, all right? The Pnuya who says the caution of Alti Bifnei Bezdin has them on this. And Lakura, even if she's false believer, she has them on this Bifnei Bezdin to say the caution of Alti. I haven't found anyone who says that somebody who's a Rosh of the Chomos or whatever doesn't, or is Choshud on a Lav Deraisa, doesn't have them on this to say the caution of Alti. Whatever, I mean, I didn't look carefully enough to look through all the Deraisa. Just another horror. But Lechure, even somebody who's not kosher ages has no manus to say Lechoshim of Alpi. I did, however, find first a Mahar Bakis quoted and also a Minchas Yitzchok. Although the Minchas Yitzchok isn't as clear, but you know, at least there is room to infer that he holds, but you know, often he doesn't say things totally clearly. There's room to infer that at least in some circumstances he held that Lakoshan Athalti Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin was good enough. But why create problems if you know who the Pnui is? So you take three people and you make her say Lakoshan Athalti. She doesn't have to say Lakoshan, she doesn't have to identify the father even if she doesn't want to. All you have to do is to make sure that the father isn't the mamzer and that the father isn't one of the psulim. For Rav Moshe, you need more than that. For Rav Moshe, you have to know enough so that there will be, he says this in one of the tshuvos, that as long as one person knows all the aroyas, or all the psuli ervas, so that this child when he wants to get married, can ask that person, is this woman one of the ones who I'm also to marry or not? And the person can answer, then there's no Yisra v'lfarech acharecha. So the Eitzah Hayutzu would be to have a Bezdin of Gimel and let the Bezdin of Gimel write a Maisa Bezdin that this child is Mutter Bekol, and add a line saying, and before the child gets married, he should ask one of the undersigned whether the prospective marriage partner is one of the people who is also not. And for themselves, to write the same nusach and sign it, and on the bottom to write the names and addresses of all the known arayos and finished. And that's the you have the yomim rabim. You have it. You've eliminated all the problems. Reb Moshe's chash, as well as the shaila of Yichus. We didn't get to the shaila. I think we'll start everything. All right. No, next time. Never next time. Again. The all right. But if anybody knows of any other tshuvas on the adoption, please let me know.
Second slide, yeah?
All right. I want to talk today about the other aspect of the adoption problem that we haven't discussed. And that's the case where the mother is a Pnuya, but she's not available to ask whether Lakoshim of Altim. By not available means either she's no longer alive, or she is totally unknown. She's gone away someplace, we don't know where she is. And what I want to do is first to talk about the native Yehuda and the Shemaitzer, primarily just to establish the distinction between the native Yehuda and the Shemaitzer, and then a Ha'orah with regard to the native Yehuda and the Gedorim of Kol Kavua Tanach Tzal Matzubami as distinct from Kol Beferish, Mirba Ferish. The Gemara in Kiddushin that Ayin Gibel says, the Vartir Asufi is kosher. Why? Because Eishas Eish Kudaila Tehila. If she's an Eishas Eish, so Rav Bila is Arech Haka Habal. In general, we will be Tehila that the father, that the husband is the father. So it says, the Gemara Ma'ike, Miut Arusais, the Miut Shehocho Baleihen Lindina Sayon. We are afraid that the child that we find, Bishuk, may be a child of one of those women who's Maruso, or whose husband is Medina Sayon, and in the case of the Maruso, or a woman whose husband is Medina Sayon, there's obviously no very clear Saleh after about. So, and you found the child Bishuk, we have to be cautious that it might be one of those categories. Even the Ikenami Pnuyo, the Ikenami Magnus Rabbein, Haverlei Palke. So the Gemara says, since you can counterbalance the Arusos with the Miut Shehocho Baleihen and the Arusos and Hocho Baleihen Lindin Sayon, with Pnuyos and the ones who are sharing that they've been put in the street because of Rabbein, it turns out to be Palke al Palke, or equivalent to Palke al Palke. That the Reis, the Sophic Monster, is kosher, it's just the Rabbonon who were Machmen. So the Gemara says that you have an effect, a balancing act. You have Rabbein and Pnuy on the one hand, Arusos and Hocho Balei and Lundina Sayom on the other hand. So the native Yehuda as a kash on the Gemara. So sure, Dvar Tzayir, the Gemara Sejman is a very good Gemara. But once you have the Tach, the Gezeira of Shduki, then there's no longer a Palga or Palga. The Gemara balances the Miut Arusas and Miut Shehocho Balei Lundina Sayom with Ravin plus Pnuyah. The inference is that Ravin alone isn't sufficient. You've got to add Pnuyah to this equation as well. And if Pnuyah is already Yosser, then we have Reuvel Yisr. You have Baruch Baleim Din Sayyom, Yavar Yisrs. Those are Mamzerin Gereiser. And then you have Pnuyah, who is now a Shtuti, a Mamzer Gerabono. So where's the Reuvel left over? There's no Reuvel anymore. That's the native Yud discussion. Now, basically, the Beis Meir answered the Kasha. I mean, his Ivra is a little bit difficult. But if I understand him correctly, what he this argument is really very simple. His ivri is that the mokim vabeis nus were not simif on this, that the mother is marachim on the child. It's in the case of there's a difference between a vabeis nus and a case of sofik nus. And in the case of a shtuti, the hachomim were grazer because it was vabeis nus. Here it's not vabeis nus, so we're not sure. Now I don't really know what that means. What's the difference? Vabeis nus and sofik nus. Either she's merachim or she's not merachim. And in the case of the shtuti, we see that she wasn't merachim. So in the case of the shtuti, the fact that she was merachim isn't enough for us. Why shouldn't it be enough? I think that what he really maybe think the words also. So I think what he really means to say is that if you find somebody bishul, it's more likely that it's because of rather than a case of nuyah. Therefore, it's not as if it's 20, you know, 220, you simply have 100% here. You've got 25%, Arusa is 25%, Hoch about in Yunusayon, and then another 25% of Ravin, and 25% Tanuya. So if that would have hedged been, then 75% Yisr, and we've got at least an Yisr Rabbonon, a Vada Yisr Rabbonon, but more so hedged been doesn't make sense. But I think what he means to say is that if you work in terms of the statistics, then if you have, let's say, 50% of Yisr because of Mdinas Hayom and Arusas, then you have 40% of Ravin, and among the Pnuyos, you also have Pnuyos who are perfectly kosher. Chazal, when they see a Pnuyo Lefonenu, they were chayshish that in the Pnuyos who are Misabe, and they don't say Lefoshim of Alti, they were chayshish that more than 50% may be Psuvim, or that the percent is high enough to create Nisar Abonah, to be less than 50%, and they create Nisar Abonah. But they recognize very well that even among the ones they were Bezer, Zishtuki, there's really no chash because he's a Pnuyos Misabe from the kosher, and therefore they said that we are trying to balance Niyat Arusos and Niyat Shochabalim Dinas Hayom, that Niyat of the Pnuyos Rakshayros is Mitzdarif to Shnaz Ravin. I think that's what he means to say in his Machalos between Vadais Nus and Sofik Nus. In the case of Vadais Nus, that's all that you have in front of you. There, Lachalos Homim were Grazer. Even though she is Merakin, that doesn't mean enough for us. There is enough that a Mizana with a fossil, and therefore we were Gezer. But if you're dealing with a case where it's also Mishum Rav, and it's not a Vadai Znus, you've got Ravin also, and add to that the Tnu Yisur Kosher, that counterbalances the Niyat Arusos, Nisha also Balin and Dinas Hayom. I think that's what the Beis Meir means, and if not, I don't know why you can't answer it anyway. So the Beis Meir says it is good. If not, I think it's one way to answer. To the native Yidu statute, because among the other Afrenim that are chalik on the native Yehuda, I really haven't found any clear approach to the Gemara, to the statute, to Israel, other than the Beis Meir. At least they all quote the Beis Meir, but they don't elaborate. Usually they just refer to the Beis Meir. So either way, Lechura, that's how we would deal with the Gemara. But in any event, the native Yehuda on the basis of that kasher and practically, the only other thing that the native Yehuda points out is that Chachomim were grazer on a shtuki made in a sofik mamzer, that they were never concerned with the Shem Yisro Achreso as far as the shtuki is concerned. That's not part of the chashis with regard to a shtuki. Therefore, says the native Yehuda, that a shtuki is really a kol deforish, meruba forish. We have a kol deforish, meruba forish. Therefore, there was never a gzeira of Shem Yisar Chesed. But in a case where the mother was a kavua or a sofik kavua, they were gezer on the mother, and then they had to be gezer on the vlad also. But in a case where the mother isn't the fanein, or the mother has died, there's no longer a kavua on the mother, and the child is now a torish. The high governor, whenever you have a single word, the raise is sufficient, and the uber will be kosher, even if the mother doesn't say the kosher of alta. Remember, the native Yehuda's hypothesis, hypothetical, was a case where
the mother had long since died, so the mother is not the Sonenu. There's no shayla on the mother to be makir her lekuruna. The shayla is only on the child, and the child says, no, you, there's always a call to Porish and Ruba Porish. And if we had the child only to worry about, Chazal never would have been grazer on the child. The grazer only on the mother because maybe she went to the bail. She could have been a call to Ruah. But the child is always a call to Porish. But if you have the shayla on the mother, then it's automatically a psak on the child as well. If the mother is sofik nivul the mamzer, so the child is a sofik mamzer. But if it's not negeir the mother, then there's no shayla on the mother. Then, as far as the child is concerned, if they call the perish, meruba perish. Now, on the native yudin, on the position of native yudin, there are a number of problems. The Beis Meir asks on Meir Yehuda from the Tosfos and Suvis that we spoke about last time. That Tosfos seems to say that wherever the tinnik is the bayis is the folk of Ruach Hamatzah. Some answer them, that seems to be like a mechanical question. Now, where is the child? Bayis we consider to be folk of Ruach. The Shmaitzing dismisses that totally out of hand as a misreading of Tosfos. Tosfos means that if you would be in this bayis in which there is no leh atzofik, but here the atzofik is in no in the bayis, the sofik is nowhere when he's spirits. There should then be a chiluk between the tin of the vlad. If you find him in the bayis according to the Beis Meir, or if he's sold from Medina Sayon, and he's now in Medina Sayon asking the child, he's not in the bayis. Those chilukim you don't find. Secondly, and this you find a little bit machlaining, and basically for purposes of disagreeing, but the svar is significant. According to the Neid of the Yuba, he makes a distinction between the woman and the Yuba. The shayla of the Uber is really the same shayla as the shayla on the mother. If this child is a mamzer, it's because he was neilad from a people that was nizra and a mokum kavua. So the child's shayla, wherever he is now, what does the shayla come from? The shayla comes from a mokum kavus, mamela, just as the mother was a kol kavua kamasa masudomi, the child should also be a kol kavua kamasa masudomi. Forget the technical distinction about whether it's the mother that's coming to ask or whether the child is coming to ask. The mother, when she comes, is also a poor. She's coming to ask, she's not at home, she doesn't have a home, she went with Dina Sayo. It doesn't make any difference where the mother comes to ask the shayla. Wherever the mother comes to ask the shayla, we look at it and we analyze it in terms of the mokim leidas hasofik. Her sofik occurred in a mokim kvius. She is thinking of the lokak me'am akulim. The sofik was made in the Mekulim. Her sofik is Neilad in the base Habeya. The base Habeya was a Mokum Tavua, as a Kokuluk Masa Masadomi. As far as the Uber is concerned, the sofik is Neilad in exactly the same place. What difference does it make to us whether the mother comes or the Uber comes? They're both asking one Shaila, who was the Metzi Zera? The Metzi Zera apostles, the woman, the Kuhuman, the apostles, the Uber, the Kuhuman, the Paul. It turns the woman into a psuk, and it makes the child a mamzer. All that we're concerned about is the identity of the bail, of the tifa that he was meitzi. Is the tifa zera of a mamzer, or is the tifa zera of somebody who's not a mamzer? It's exactly the same child. That's how they approach the child. What's interesting is how Rabbi Yisroel Chomin deals with the child. Rabbi Yisroel Chomin goes through a long arithus to establish that, of course, it's all the same thing. And whether the mother is coming, whether the child is coming, it's all on the tifa. Only, he says, as far as the mother is concerned, it's the bia that asks her. The child isn't also because of it. Maybe the child is also because of the bia. But you can't say that this child is the tifa zera. Why? Because the tifa zera, as far as Ubers are concerned, Ubers and Dover Shalvalela. The whole Ashas Kuro, an Uber has a deen of a Dover Shalvalela. And there is absolutely no shayla that you have to consider on the child until he's born. Until he's born, the mosaicus. He goes through long arishas, including one that Lanias Daiti is a misquotation that I'll pursue in a second. And he said to show that there never was a shayla until the Uber was born. Therefore, when you're clearing the shayla in the base habayil, the shayla is on the dover shaloi bolaylam. The Uber is a dover shaloi bolaylam. He says says it in two separate places. He says it in Ibn Ezra in the end of Siman Zayin and in the beginning of Siman Ches. He says it more barish at the end of Siman Zayin, but more bekitzur, but more succinctly in the beginning of Ches. He says in the end of Zion, there's the Arichis, he says that Beis Hadi is a double story of Olam, and Legabi, and we're talking now again with regard to a situation where there was no mother, or for whatever reason there's no Shiloh on the mother, and says Legabi is a woman, there's no Shiloh at all, because it wasn't any Nachmin Udina. And then in brackets, Vein Svor Loima, the Gam Legabi Ish Atzme, have a later Hasofi, Hey, the Hoysay Meris, any day of me, the Indian Imuteris, Lakalkel, Uber, the Ditno, the Ashes Ish Zinso. His case remembers the Ashes Ish case. All these children are dealing with an Ashes Ish, which apply the principles of Nebuchadnezzar for reasons that don't concern us right now. But the basic slur being that in the case of an Ashes Ish, he's also a Bible anyway. And the only problem was on the Uber. Is the Uber going to be cautious? We say it was from an Akum or not from an Akum. Can you use slur as akin to that as a Nevi Yehuda? Says the in Yitzchak, that the woman can't be asking a legabi being the kalkel yuba bevitno, in which case we have to ask who the father is, because there'll never be enough to mean the cost of a shah is true, she was shah it's in then gimbo ben lechalik, because the Yadis is the one who is mechalik, the halach avaloi lemaisa. You know, he's the one who's not the lecerif godol. He says the whole Yisrael Rikas Ubrim is Yisrael Hitzor Hitzor of Atole, with the Kiddush number one, which was the Chavis Yoyer, and Kiddush number two, that Hitzor Hitzor of Atole, the Tzorah Kodol is Mutter, and to eliminate the Bush and the Herf of the Mamzer, it's all Mutter. And of course he says it's not Lemais in the last line, that's what he means. I don't think, but the whole Tshuva was to say that there is a difference between a bastard fetus and a non-bastard fetus, to determine whether the fetus is a Mamzer or not a Mamzer. And he himself is masking that we are not coming to know whether the Uber is a Mamzer, and if I could, you know, if I could afford a Mamzer, that would be Enlokanatin and Gogol Mizer. So Bezin would have to be Chizeya, the Din of the Uber, right away for the first Tifa. The earlier the better. Certainly the left child is in the earlier period of pregnancy. We want to be Chizeya, whether he's a Mamzer or not, to be able to afford him as quickly as possible. If it would be an Akhmir, how long he'd be masking, it's not a Dovah Shalei Bolo Elo. Because we have to be done on the Tifa to determine whether you destroy the Tifa. But Meyacher, since the Uber is an Elo, Dovah Shalei Bolo Elo altogether, until afterwards, Memeyla, there's no Yeshiva's Bezna on the Uber, and therefore, when there is a Yeshiva's Bezna, it's called the Parish, Meruba Parish. Alright, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, I mean, the Hepech is very easy to say. It's very easy to explain why the Sophic is on the Tifa, even if it's not in the day. It could be a Dover Shloibol Olam, but so what? I have to know the provenance of that Dover Shloibol Olam. And how do I find out? By finding out from before. If you would have, it's hard to figure out such a Hepechimtsu. But I'm not sure that in Tisha Chanuyeris, and Lokach Esod Min on the Kulin, if it would be in the day of the Dover, it would be with regard to Dovah Shloi Bolo Elam, it'll be not meat, it'll be something that's also about knowing, and I have to know about the seed, right? I bought from the seed store, and if this is Yisra Hanor for whatever reason, then what goes afterwards will also be also about knowing. You're telling me that Dovah Shloi Bolo Elam, therefore it's Pirish. I don't, I said look up in the Makurim, it's not in a Pirish, because what grows now is like a Dovah Shloi Bolo Elam vis-a-vis what I bought in the store. I mean, I've seen such smores not going, but I'm not sure. I may have to face it. They call the Farish and call the Vua is, of course, it's Negea Halotha, but something that in the survey is in the Mitzvah Sadvarim, and we'll see a little bit more in a moment. But Mechura, it should be totally in the Leda Sasotis, and there can be a Leda of a Sophic for something which is now a very slave of a Mechura. So what? The Leda of a Sophic. The Sophic is now, but it's born now, and now I have to know whether it's a Dover Shabbat or Elam, or whether it's a Dover Shabbat or Elam. So that's the Revis Lachon with regard to whether the Uber is really considered to be a Parish, or whether the Uber is not really considered to be a Parish. The other Kasha that the Beis Meir asks on the Neda Biyuda and a lot of other Afrinim ask on Neda Biyuda is in the case of a Shuki, what if the mother is already also Lukayim? She's a Grusha or she's a Zayna. A Grusha, the Chabad Das in the Kiddush Yankiv says, so it's not Kamina Wahalocha because she'll have an Isser Zayna and an Isser Grusha. An Isser Grusha and an Isser Zayna. But he ignores the Efekinsa of a woman who we know is Nivalaakum, not a Grusha. A case where we know she was Nivalaakum, we had 18, she was Nivalaakum, and now she gives birth to a child. What child is there now? As far as she's concerned, she's also the thing. If she was nibbled out to a mamzer, it's the same Yisra Zayna Lekein. She can't become a Zayna twice to Lekein. There won't be two Yisra Zayna Lekein. She's already also to the Kein, the Torah Zayna. So the only Shaila is a Shaila on the block. And on the block, they call the Torah Nuba Torah. So if the base mayor is made, if Yisra is right, then wherever we have a situation in which the mother is already also Lekehune, we should say that the Shtuki is kosher. Could call the parish, move the parish. There's no Sophic insofar as the mother is concerned. All right, so with all of these kashas, the Shemaitze agrees with the Nevi Yehuda that loud mitame. The Shemaitze says that in the case where the mother is not here, the mother is dead, the child will be mutter. When the mother comes, the child is also. He says, what's the reason? Not the mechanical distinction that you find in the Nevi Yehuda, whether the person is being kaveyat yeshiva's bezdin to be done on the mother, or whether we're being done only on the child, and if we're being done on the mother, then it's a kokav, then we're saying kokavot, ma'asa ma'akudomi. Ma'ashein kain, if we're being done on the child, we'll say called the Purish Ruba Purish. Nevi Yehuda says it's not on who Bezdin is being done. The difference is another difference entirely. The difference is whether we are dealing with a lokach min hamekulin or whether we are dealing with somebody who found something bishuk. Every time you find Yatishach HaMiyos and you find a piece of meat bishuk, there's no question that somebody brought it to the shuk from the Mekulim. Where did the bosa come from? The bosa didn't spring up in the shuk. It comes from the slaughterhouse. And the slaughterhouse is a Mokum Kavua. But what's the difference? The difference is totally in the Leibas HaSofik, the same thing we said before. The Sofik is whether the person to whom the Sofik occurs or should have occurred, did it occur to him or should it have occurred to him in a Mokum Kavua, in which case the principle Kol Kavua Kamatzamach applies, or did the Sofik arise only in a Mokum when it's posed? So somebody who buys in the Mekulin, even if he doesn't remember which Mekulin he bought in, he is a lokach min hakavua. And the Sofik arises, or should have arisen, or arises retroactively from the time that he bought the meat. As we saw last week, if it will be an Akum or Kotin who's not a Chori who buys it, but as it's in a Pirish, we know he bought it in a butcher store. Well, that doesn't matter to us, because when an Akum buys, there's no Sofik. An Akum is always straight, whatever he buys. Or put it better, the Akum has no Nemonis. Namely, we're left only with the principles of Rav and whatever other principles will apply. So the Sofik arises only when we see the Bosa. We see the Bosa when it's Pirish, so there's a call of the Pirish, we call the Pirish, move the Pirish. If somebody buys me on Mekulin and doesn't remember, so the Sofik is Neilad in the Mekulin. The case when the mother is here, the mother is alive, says the Shmaitzer, that's a lokach min hamekulin, and he doesn't remember which mekulin he bought. Even if she doesn't know whether there was a mamzer or not, and she doesn't know whether it was a signed mamzer on this house when she walked in, she went to the mokum kavua, like you go to the butcher store. This is a lokach min hamekulin. The sofik is no left there, and she's the lekeach. She's coming with the uber. The uber is the piece of meat that she bought in the mekulin. That's the sofik that's no left in the mokum makdius. The gabi the uber. It's a Sofik that's not allowed in the Mokum Makdius. Why? Because the Uber is being brought by the Lekeach. The mother is the Lekeach. The Lekeach bought it in the Mekulin. Doesn't remember whether the Mekulin was kosher or not. Doesn't know whether the father was a mamzer or the father was a kosher. Masha'ein came when the mother isn't here, and we find the Tinoi in the street or wherever. That's like somebody bought from the Mekulin and lost it. The mother lost the child. The mother is not before name, the mother isn't here. We find the child. The sophic is Neilad after it was posh. So the Vlad that we have without the mother is now in the Mokum of Prishus, and hence called the Torish Meruba Torish. So the Shmaitzalah Halacha agrees with the Nei Bihudu, but Lav Mitameh. Mimela, most of the Kashas are automatically brushed aside. Certainly, it makes no difference whether the mother was a Zenya, the mother was a Grusha. It's not because we're being down on the mother or not being down on the mother. That's not our problem. It's not the mechanics of who we're being down on. It's not who Benson is being down on. It's rather whether the person who has the sophic has the sophic in the mokum of la, or whether the sophic is nilad in the mokum of porush. Who has the sophic and where is the sophic? When the mother is here, it's the mother's sophic and it's in the mokum of use. When the mother isn't here, then it's the uber sophic and it's already nilad, and it's nilad only when it's porush. Now, what I want to do, and what I really wanted to do to investigate today, to examine today, is called Kavua Tamaksamaksagami, and then to try to work out what is the Nei Bihudu's position. Kol Kavua Tamaksamaksagami, what does it mean? When the Torah says Kol Kavua Tamaksagami, I understand the concept of Kol Kavua. Kol Kavua is statistics, it's called probability. You want to know, is it probable that this is Mutter? Is it probable that this is Osir? Then look at the two classes, or the two sets. A set called the majority, a set of the minority, and probability theory tells me that it is more likely that it comes from the major set rather than it comes from the minor set. Fine. Now when we have a kol kavua kamaksamaksagomi, does kol kavua kamaksamaksagomi a svar, the grade should not apply? Is it logical? Or is kol kavua kamaksamaksagomi a gveris akosu, that even though there's the same mathematics and the same set and the same probability, you don't apply the principle of race? I don't remember, but I think I once saw an article that I didn't read in English. I don't remember. Sorry? It sounds familiar. Doesn't you were the one who showed it to me, right? I remember. Yes, now I remember. So I think he tries to say that Kol Kavua Kamaksamaksagomi makes sense. Makes mathematical sense. I just didn't understand why it makes sense mathematically. But all right, let me try to explain why it may make sense, not mathematically, but psychologically, why there shouldn't be a rule. I don't think if this is what he says, fine. Otherwise, try to explain to me later what he does say. I think it's about Rachel's showing him anyway, but we'll see in a second. If it's a svarer, I think the svarer must be that when I have a pirish is totally in things that have nothing to do with me and nothing to do with any other badass. I go into a street, I find a piece of meat, at the time that I found it, it's a sophic that's nilad sui generis. It comes by itself. Where did it come from? Probability will tell me where it came from. Masha'en came when I go to the Mekulin, I know that I have no particular reason that I am aware of to go to one Mekulin, not to another Mekulin. That's a standard. Look, I'm in the Mekulin. He went into any old store, he bought a piece of meat, and now the sophic has a din of kol kavua. But when a person goes to a store, it's never random. That's Buridan's ass. He proved that even animals have free will. Because you'll take a chamor, you're leading into a stable, and I have a pail of hay on this side, another one on this side, and he's standing in the middle. If he doesn't have the fear of hope, she's survived starvation. What should make him go to one side rather than go to the other side? He's got to make up his mind to go right and not to go left. He tosses a coin that also a sheep who had asked. Whatever it is, there's got to be something. It may be subconscious, but there is something that makes me be nated to one rather than to the other. Wherever you're dealing with a person's das, or some kind of an etias das, to go to this stone rather than to another stone, it's not probability anymore. You're introducing a new component, there's a new factor here, and that's the das of a ben odom, a bar das. So if the sophic involves such a component of das, the principle of race doesn't apply. Race is only when you're applying pure probability without this admixture of human decision making. Where there's any voluntary decision that enters into this, there's no principle of kol kavua kamaksamaksagomi. I mean, I think that one of the two, either kol kavua means that the svara of rov doesn't exist for whatever reason, or it's a dry gzeiros hakosuv. And if it's a gzeiros hakosuv, then I would prefer to think that the gzeiros hakosuv is telling me that of course it's rov. Only the Torah says ignore the rov. That's what the Torah says. We have the same deal as every place else. Only the gzeiros hakosuv to ignore it. If so, then if we go to the Negev Yehuda and try to analyze the Negev Yehuda, the first thing that I found of interest is there's a Shmaitze. The Shmaitze area, Shmaitze Dalet Teregim. The Shmaitze brings a Tshuvas Hagoyim. There was a situation as follows. Shok HaShivu Benis. Vahrach Nintze Ba'acha Shemicha Pesachesis. Vinisavu ha-trezis v'cheris. V'koydim sh'neur ha-sofik nim prachis shobim ha-achas v'cheskus ka-ashris. Before you found the sofik, you sold half an animal, you had reish k'cheris, what you sold was a kol d'porish, move a porish. The sofik is now outside of the mekulin. If wherever it is, it's a kol d'porish. Now, what about the one that's left over in the mekulin? The one that's left over in the mekulin, there's no kol d'porish, and it's a kavur d'rabbanan at least. It's not bottled for whatever reason, it's a fivri or iskabe, so you'll have a strange kind of situation. We know that these two halves of the same animal. And there's now a nephew in the basic cases, one of the animals, we don't know which animal. We separated the basic cases from the side of meat. And we have now a side of meat that was divided, half is spirish, half is kavua. So what's the halacha going to be? And it turns out it's the three sheetahs. I don't know of a fourth possibility. But there are three sheetahs. One sheetah says that kol the pirish tells me that that's kosher merely. The other half has to be kosher. The other says that this is kavua. This is also because it's not vocal. So mamela, how could that be kosher? So that's trade. And then there's the other side that says that what difference does it make? One's kavua, one's pirish. The imperial gimel. The Shmaitze brings the Prechodah, who says that there is no contradiction. Half an animal can be kosher and half an animal can be traded. I saw the son of the Chelkis Yaakov in a half a line in a footnote says that of course the Negev Yehuda is telling him the Shaila, and the, what Negev Yehuda is telling me, they're saying that why is the Shtuki possible even though he's a called the Purish, called the Purish, move the Purish, because the mother is a Kavua. So that must be the old in the case of the Mekulin, you have to ask the rest of the meat because of what is in the Mokum HaKvius, and Rania's deity is just not so. That's why Hareka, Harezeh, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And it's just to work it out, but, you know, carefully. In the case of the Shuvas Goyni Batsoroi, the Pechovish, we're dealing with a situation in which the Pirish occurs first. First you have a kol b'porish, meruba porish. And now you want to know whether you can go back and be machshir that's left over in the mekulin on the basis of the kol b'porish, meruba porish. Where you already have a kol b'porish, meruba porish, first insofar as what is purely as porish is concerned, I don't see the Negev Yehuda would ever say that the porish won't become mutter. The problem in the Negev Yehuda's case is that we have the porish which follows the kavua, and we are now being done on the mother. To be sure, he says, it all depends who's coming first to bed. If the mother is coming to bed, so you have to be done on the mother, and therefore it's kiveya that the child is also awesome. But that makes sense only when the mother comes to Besdin before the child has come to create, they call the parish. Now, in the case of a shtuki, you can't divide them. In the case of a shtuki, the mother comes and the shtuki talks, and you ask him, do you have your mother? So he says, yeah, my mother's standing outside. So Besdin already knows that there's a mother. If there is a mother, it makes no difference whether she's in front of Besdin, not in front of Besdin. Besdin doesn't wait for somebody to file a motion to be done on a shaila. We know that the child has a mother. necessarily have to be done on the mother too. If the mother's alive, even if the child walks into Bezdin alone, then we know that the mother exists, and we know that there's a shaila insofar as the mother is concerned. So of course we have to be down on the mother. In the case of the Geini Basrei, the cult of Pirish already occurred. That is Torush. That Basr is Torush. If the Basr is Torush, then it could well be that not only that the Basr is kosher, but that the Basr can be Makriya the other as well. It could make that kosher also. I don't see them as being at all the same Shaila, primarily because in that case we already have a Kol Torush. Mashenki, in the case of the Shtugi, we don't have a Kol Torush and Adarabah. We have exactly the reverse. We have what is in effect, the Lokach Minam Kulim. We have the Shaila that's only in the Mokum Kvius when the child comes, and we know that there's a mother as well. That makes the Shaila entirely a Shaila in the Mokum of Tzvius. The Shmaitzer himself disagrees with the Bechodesh, and he says that according to the Mandomar, Mandamakshir, Bo Makshir Bebito, if Chazokik, and Paskin for the child to remember after Sobhi, he's moving from the scene, the Mams and Jeb, that's what's got this, Mandamakshir, Bo Makshir Bebito, so the Makshir, the Vlad, even though the Vlad doesn't have a Chesis Kashis, so the sequel, the Polish, the Mughal Polish, would certainly be Makriya for what is Kavua as well. I think that this, that even the Shaila of the Mekulin is totally in at least in part, on the Sefira that it began with. What's the halacha of Kol Kavua? Is the halacha of Kol Kavua Tamak Salmak Tzidoni that there is no din of Reis? Or is the halacha of Kol Kavua Tamak Salmak Tzidoni that there is a Reis, that the halacha says ignore the Reis? If the halacha of Kol Kavua is that there is a way that the Torah says to ignore it, then I don't understand what in the world this has to do with our halacha of man de makshibo makshibadita. Man de makshibo makshibadita, I mean, the standard yeshiva should tell you is chazok is a viewer, it is mevara that she is kosher, so the neighbor, even the child doesn't have his own chazok yet, but the viewer of the mother is a viewer for the vlad. That's all the basic, that's the story. Of course, man de makshibo makshibadita, there's a logical intent that the mother is kosher, the child is kosher. We're dealing with a beer or mavara, the mother is kosher. The neighbor, we were mavara to our own satisfaction that the uber is kosher also. If kol kavua kamatsa maksudomi means not that there is no rage in the kavua, but the Torah says, despite the fact that there's a raid, it's just as much of a raid in Kol Kavua Shmubu Torah. It makes just as much sense as Kol Kavua Shmubu Torah. That's a new Zerus HaKosah. It's a Zerus HaKosah B'lei Tav. Raid should apply, only the Torah says, ignore the raid. If so, the Bureau exists. The Kol Kavua is there. So what's Torah? The Torah never said to Asu the Torah because of the Kavua. Where there's a Kavua, there's the Zerus HaKosah that says, ignore raid. Where do you ignore Roy? In the Mokum Kvius. There's no Mokum Kvius. I don't have to ignore Roy. There is no principle, or at least I'm putting that aside for the moment, because you can't have a contradiction in halacha. You can't have a contradiction. I thought the Chumash began, takes from a double portion, that you can have contradictions. Even though empirically it's impossible that one animal should be half kosher and half prey. But unless I have a beard, some avara to me, that the whole animal is kosher, I can divide it. No, Kol Kavua tells me that. It tells me that you have to ignore the Roy. Where do you ignore the raid? The Kavua. Well, if not Kavua, you don't have to ignore the raid. The man, the Mashabah, Mashabah Bito is entirely different story. Man, the Mashabah, Mashabah tells me that if I have a beer, the beer is good for everything. Here, it's true. The Kol Torish is Mevayah and what's back in the Mekulin also. So what if it was Mevayah that was in the Mekulin? Without the Kol Torish, I had the same beer in the Mekulin. Or it's Xeris, because of the Kol Kavua tells me, you ignore the beer of raid. So you've added a new beer. What good does it do me? So I have now called the Torah outside. The called the Torah outside. It's going to help me. Masha Ein Kain, you take the other side. If you say that the Torah says in Kol Kavua Kamasa Matsudemi that here there's no beer because there is no slur of raid. It's not a raid. There's no. So what am I left with? I'm left with a selfish that doesn't have a beer. It's Matsa Matsa. Literally Matsa Matsa. If you can give me a case of Matsa Matsa and you find some other way to unify the selfish, a vibe will become kosher. Tuating could be Mavara Matsa Matsa. A Chazoki could be Mavara. You know what else can be Mavara Kol Kavua? A Torish. if any part of it is perish, so it's like injecting a proof from some extraneous manner. If the Torah says only that what is in the kavua, there's no biur because here the mitzvah is no biur. But if I will introduce some other biur by making part of it become perish, there the sefer can even tell me that since there's a biur on what went out, that can be mevarer backwards on what's left over in the mitzvah, like mandamach should bore, mach should be beto. There the chazok is mevarer with his no chazok. Here the biur called the perish can infuse what didn't have the called the perish with its same biur since they're logically connected. It seems to me if you take these two tzedim, the chazok and kol kavua, you have diametrically opposed positions with regard to the case of the mekulin. If we now go to the Rishonim, I think that this, in a certain sense, although I may have to modify just a little bit, this seems to me to be a machlokes in two valid cases. Cases in Ksuvos and cases in Nozir. Cases in Ksuvos, the same cases that we've been talking about, where the Timurik needs to be shuk, the Borish, the Bais, the Kavua, the same cases as the Kasha. Cases here the Gemara says that tinit mushlach b'shuk isn't the kavua because it's not the bayis in Taimah. The Gemara in Nozir asks, hold on, marim b'shuk b'tzakash li'ishu stam also b'chol anoshim shabarei lo. And the Gemara asks the kasha, and the Gemara says, amin l'chol no isho de lo inaydo. Ish is lo inaydo, she's kavua. But amr v'yisru the night. V'chitei mochinami b'shuka ashkevo v'kodesh hotzom hotro l'nichuse. She goes back l'nichuse mashma l'gabi odon l'shara kol b'porish meru b'porish m'shim da hota l'nichuse. So that's the kasha. The mashmois of the Gemara is that an odon can never be a porish. We just said a tinnit nisa b'shuk is a porish. When an odon is called l'nichuse, the mashmois of the Gemara is it can't be a porish. And for taste is rock your fish. The Hosom Bishas Isa, Kishivre Bo Al Shum Isha, Hodra Lunichusa, who Isha Shekidish Ashriya, Taisa remained by his original position. His original position was that a woman that you find in the street and you burial her, she's a porch. In the street, she's a porch. Then when I go and I'm a Kaddish and Isha, why don't I say call the porch Ruba porch? Because the first woman that they shliach was Mekadesh, she may be back in her mocking kviyus. It's the first woman that's back in the mocking kviyus. That's what Jesus is miyash in the spirit. When you go back home, that's your mocking kviyus. When you're in the shuk, it's not a mocking kviyus. So Iyad is your makadish and yishu b'shuk, and your bel or b'shuk, your author, if you said, say kadish l'yishu stam, because the woman, the shliach, was makadish, that woman may have been a hodro l'nichuso, specific of what, she could be back in her mocking kviyus. No, so that's places for me, I don't understand. That's the halach of kokeluk ma'akamatsadani. When the person is being boyo the ishu b'shuk, his sophic is this woman achis ishtay, or is it not achis ishtay? The sophic is neilad and a mokum of pirish. He has to be down on this moment. Call the parish, move the parish. Is she a woman who's also to him, or is she a woman who's mutter to him? Where if noshim in the world are mutter to him? Say, call the parish, move the parish, this one is mutter. What do I care that his first wife is Hodra Lamokin Kviyusa? The Easter now isn't the first wife, she's not also. The first wife is mutter. The shayla is whether this woman is Achreis Ishtay, and this woman is parish. This woman is not Lamokin Kviyus. And Tosfos is telling me that to go look at the Sibas for Yisro, you have to go look all the way back. So let's analyze it. Tosfos says, obviously, that we're not looking in establishing Kol Kavua Kamatzah Matzadomi, or not Kol Kavua Kamatzah Matzadomi. We don't look at the Yisro, but we look at the Sibas for Yisro. You have to look at the cause. And this woman will be offered because the first wife is Namokim Kavua. So if the Sibas for Yisro is Namokim Kavua, then I'm not concerned about the fact that this woman is a Torah. Now, if you need a spirit to whistle a horn, I think this is somewhat of a spirit. But he's telling me, don't look at the teeper because the view is a Bogusler Bolelem. No, I know this isn't Bogusler Bolelem. What's the connection between the woman, the first woman, her walking Kavius, and this woman in the street? It's even less than Bogusler Bolelem. There's no connection whatsoever. Totally no connection. And I still look at the Sipasliser, even though it's not the Iser Asmei. So you see that what the din of Kol Kavua, you go back to the Urshtan, you go back to the source, the root. Where does it all come from? If it all comes from something that's Namokim Kavua, even though it's totally unconnected with what you're dealing with now, you apply the principle of Kol Kavua from our Kamatsavon. So now let's go back and look at the source. What does this mean? What's the Torah telling me? Is the Torah telling me that Kol Kavua Kamat Samat Sudomi, the Svora doesn't apply? Because if it's Kavua, there's human interaction, whatever, that there's Mitzvah no way. If that's what the Torah is telling me, then let me look at this woman that wants to be bailed now in the shoe. Is there a rape or isn't there a rape insofar as this woman is concerned? Insofar as this woman is concerned, we certainly have a call to Torah insofar as she is concerned. However, if you tell me that wherever there is a kavua, there's no bureau of rape, the Matthias, wherever there is a kol kavua, the halakha of roi can't apply at all, then I understand that it depends upon the sibas v'yisr. If you tell me that there is no biur of roi in kavua, then it makes sense to say, go look at the sibas v'yisr. I got more trouble seeing this into the mathematical paradigm, but put that aside for a moment. Could be a little or whatever. But if it's telling me that there is no bureau of, when you're looking for the bureau, you have to start from the first spot. The first spot is the woman, the Jew of Makadesh, and where she is. What is creating the Yisra of Achaz Yishtay? What's creating Achaz Yishtay was the first Maisa Kedushin. Maisa Kedushin is the Shliach. So I have to go back to the very beginning. There it's Mestaber, it's a seichel of one kind or another. There is no bureau of Roiv is it's a kavua. There is a rave, but we say that the rave can't be mabara. Then I understand you have to go back to where it all began. It all begins with this woman that the shliach was makadish. If she is kavua, then there is no bureau of rave. The Torah says there's no bureau of rave.